Dubs CNN right here with Bun B of UGK. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
So what you got going on right now?
Just right now, by one of them joints, man. One of them, like cases that the TV come up out the joint that's put us next to having no cribs and shit.
Oh, okay.
I just found one of the joints. I always seen them on TV. I ain't never seen that shit in real life. Just I'm a cop this shit. I'm just a kid, and GB want to come through the crib, and I got mine too.
That's right.
And you know, right now, man, we're really enjoying the success of this, you know, UGK and Outkast single and video for the National Players Anthem. You know what I'm saying? Just really corralling the support of the streets right now, and whoever else want to be down, you know what I'm saying, and keep it real with us. And hopefully, they do this album, you know what I'm saying, July 17th, man.
Yeah, man, that International Players Anthem is crazy, man. Everybody's loving it.
Thanks a lot, man. We, like I say, it's the people day for a group like UGK and a group like Outkast.
Yeah, and you know, you had another great duo on the beat.
Yeah, 3-6 Mafia. You know, we all, you know, in retrospect, dropped around the same time between 90 and 92. We all came out at the same time trying to make it in the game. Well, actually, between 91 and 93, but... You know, it's just a beautiful thing for all of us to still be here, you know, and still be relevant and still able to capitalize off of our art, you know.
So, who came up with the concept for the song?
Pimp. That was pretty much all Pimp. Pimp Ever. I always wanted to rap to the track, and that bad actor, those trackers originally in Project Pet Song.
Yeah.
Like, man, I really love that track. I really want to, you know, rap to that track. I'm like, yeah, you know, Pat already did. He was like, man, I don't care. The jam is still jamming. They called Paul and Juice. They was like, yeah, if y'all want it, y'all can have it, you know. We like, well, why y'all just jump on it with us? So the original version of International Web Rap was UGK and 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we were like, you know, this would be a hot single. It might be something we can run with because we put out a box on sample during All-Star Weekend. And we got a lot of feedback from that song. So we were considering going with that for the second single. From what I understand, that there were some kind of issues with John and Sony about giving a video and single clearance or whatever. And around that same time, Big Boy had produced the remix of the song and laid a verse on it and sent it up to Pimp. Sent it over to my man Memphis and Child. And, Andre had contacted me because there was a song that Outkast was originally supposed to do for this album, a Marvin Gaye track, but we ended up not getting it in because we thought we were going to release earlier. Of course, as everybody knows, his album got pushed back. But when he realized the album got pushed back, he was like, yo, can I still get on something? I was like, well, they did a remix for this song we did with 3-6. So I said, well, I don't have that. I can sing the original beat. So I sent him the original beat, and he laid his verse, and we had Big's verse and our verse, and we're like, well, we'll keep the remix beat for later, and just go with the verse and the original music, and just mashed on it. The rest is kind of history.
Right, and you know, there were a lot of cameos in the video. Who can you name off the top of the head that all showed up to the video?
That I can think of, at first I want to shout out Slim Thug. Slim Thug was definitely at the shoot. Slim Thug missed a flight to stay for this video. He's probably only going to be in the uncut longer version. But Slim Thug, Gray Davis, Magic Dollar Warren, actor Lucas Hodge, Alex Thomas, Chameleonaire, David Banner. I can't even think of everybody right now.
Was that T-Pain there as the preacher? So, you know, you are also currently on Mike Jones' single, My 6-4, with Snoop Dogg. How did that song get hooked up?
That was Mike just calling me and asking me, could I jump on something for him? I think he really had somebody else on the song and they couldn't get it cleared or whatever. And he called and asked if I could, you know, come through right quick and you know, put something down for him. That's kind of what I do. A lot of people call me. When they have situations where people can't clear or they just need a hot verse real quick, my turnaround is pretty quick. It's usually what I do. Kind of like a song doctor, you know?
Yeah.
So I was very fortunate.
Yeah. And, you know, who do you fuck with from the West Coast, artist-wise?
Artist-wise, of course, you know, OG Snoop, you know, the homie Game, people like 40, Spice One, you know what I'm saying, old friends of ours, 8, you know what I'm saying, people like EXK, he's a real good friend of mine, definitely the homie Chino XL, he's one of my, you know, closest friends, I did some raps, one of my real close friends right now. You know, I roll with Skinhead Rob and Esteban Oriol and Mr. Cartoon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a lot of homies on the West, man. I'm strong, I'm steady, self-scientific, Tony Fell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you had a dope track with Yuck Mouth, you know, on a compilation called, it was called I Love Dro, remember that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yuck, well, you know, Yuck is rap a lot, man. So yep. That's not even, it's not even about just being West Coast, you know, Yuck Mouth is rap a lot, so that's like, you know, that's beyond the coast, you know what I'm saying? You rap a lot, family, it's not even about where you're from, we family regardless.
Yeah, that was a dope track.
No, man, I got a lot of good friends, Focus, producer Focus.
Yeah.
You know, I fuck with everybody on the West. Booyah, Tribe, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to respect to the OGs over there. Shit, and my homie Nino Cap, man, from Watts, you know what I'm saying? Me and him trying to do a lot of things. Now he got some producers over there, like S-Class, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to do a movement over there with Cappuccino Films, Cappuccino Records, and, you know what I'm saying? So we're doing a lot of things together right now. And it's just, you know, put a lot of things in place and put people in pockets, you know?
Okay. So, you know, I want to get right into the UGK album, man. Everybody's waiting for it. What's the release date for the album?
Right now, it's looking at July 17th, even though the owner want to push it back to April 7th. You know what I'm saying? I'm really just, I hate that we keep pushing this album back because it's a great album. And, you know, I know people, I know UGK fans, you know what I'm saying, are real faithful. They're not really fans. They support us. They stayed down with us so long. You know, you can't really call that a fan. And I just hate to have my true supporters waiting like that, but at the same time, you know, we're trying to give them the best, and they know that UGK don't ever rush to just give you anything, so if you wait, we make it worth your while.
So, what does the album sound like, man? How would you describe the sound of it? What are you talking about?
It's crazy, man. It's kind of like, you know, it's, you know, it's not your typical rap album. There's a lot of things that, you know, we touching on what's going on in the street, and we touching on what should be going on in the street, you know. We talk about, you know, our early years and how we used to get into it, and how we trying to stabilize, make money, and different things. And you know, we talk about, you know, aspects, different aspects of religion. You know what I'm saying? What it's like being a G in the streets, getting down in the streets, and still, you know, having faith in God and hoping that God is gonna look out for you, even though you know you're doing wrong out there. We talk about those kind of things because that's what cats on the streets is. You know, they're really going through that in their mind. You know, they're trying to survive. They're trying to do the best they can, but they know everything they're doing ain't right. You know what I'm saying? How do you stay right with God? And that type of thing, you know. We talk about how, you know, government is forgetting about people, and even some of our people are forgetting about people. And that if we don't, you know, try to look out for ourselves, and, you know what I'm saying, at this point, then nobody's going to look out for us, you know.
Right. And how did it feel to record a new UGK album compared to when y'all did the last one?
It really only felt different for about 5 seconds, you know what I'm saying? Because you, Pimp and I, you know, we would, there were moments where we would, you know, like, man, I don't know, we don't ever get back in the studio and do this again, you know, the way Ron was talking and acting. And we had a lot of obstacles, you know what I'm saying? We had to stay real close to God and stay prayed up, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, we got in and we just really, we mashed so hard. Like, we never really intended to just do a double album, but we ended up mashing so hard that, we just kept going. We was making such good music. I was like, you know, needn't stop it. You know, if it's going good, don't stop it. So we just mashed on it.
So who handled the production on the record?
Well, a lot of the production was done by Jesse, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Multiple people, you know what I'm saying? Like Jazzy came in and did some stuff for Switch Beats. Did a track. Marley Marl did a track. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's a lot of people involved in this album. The homies Wes and Avery from PA did some music. 36 Mafia, of course. I can't even think of everybody working on this album. I hate to do people with justice. And also, we got this. And also, one of the last songs we're doing is with Akon right now. The Akon produced a massive record for us. So we're trying to see if we're going to keep that for this album or just step off
Okay. What about guest appearances?
Guest appearances, you know, 3 Shakes, Outkast, Uncle Charlie Wilson, Solomon Album, Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap, Scarface, Too Short, Slim Thug, Middle Fingers, which is a group of mine, that I'm working with, representing Houston, E Vicious, one of the UGK artists. He's representing Lake Charles, Louisiana. Gosh, let me think. T.I. is on the album. Jeez. So many people on this album, I can't even think of it. Man, because it's a full, like I said, it's a double album. I never had this much music. I keep forgetting who I was on this motherfucker. I'll be having to think of certain songs to remember.
It's all good. And, you know, would you say that hip-hop is less original today than it was when you first entered the game?
I think what the problem is that you don't have to work as hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, the early days that you wanted to hear good rap music, and, you know, you don't buy those exclusive songs. You had to literally get out of the house and go to different record stores and maybe go to another town or something to find some of these records. So, you know, you had more of a search, so kind of appreciated the music more. You know what I'm saying? With nowadays, you know what I'm saying? The technology is so advanced that you really don't have to make any effort to find a song, so you kind of don't respect the song. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of goes both ways for the listener and as well as the artist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's still people out there that really love music. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, but there are some people who just kind of feel like music is just out there whenever they want it. They just type it in and just get it. It's not really that simple. Like, you know, the process of getting music has gotten a lot easier, and the process of making music is getting a lot easier. So the people making it don't respect as much. Thank you.
That's true, man. That's real true. That's some real talk.
It's like the more advanced technology got, the less advanced humans get, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And that's why record sales are so low.
Yeah, because everything does everything for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you buy a Mac computer, come with GarageBand, so, you know, the initial idea that they put in your head is that if you want, you can make a record too. Anybody can make a record. So if everybody feels like they can make a record, what's the point of them feeling like they have to buy your record, you know?
Right.
So, and I'm not knocking people wanting to do their thing or whatever. I don't knock nobody doing nothing. I don't knock nobody's hustle. You know what I'm saying? All that means is that we as artists gotta try harder to put more into the music to let people know that, yeah, anybody can make a rap song, but not everybody can make good rap songs. Yeah, anybody can make a rap album, but not everybody can make a good rap album. It's up to us as artists to set the standards higher, set the level higher, you know what I'm saying? Set the stakes higher, you know what I'm saying? So that it's not so simple, you know what I'm saying, for somebody to just put an album out and be considered great, you know? People give a lot of flack to artists nowadays that they consider one hit wonders, but we've always had one hit wonders in the world, you know what I'm saying, in all forms of music. So I'm not concerned about that. I don't feel like that's killing music at all, you know what I'm saying? We've always had dance music in hip hop. We've always had, you know, lackadaisical moments, lighthearted moments, you know what I'm saying? But it's up to the artist making music to just, instead of taking the easy route and making one of the records that may make it to the top easy, take it upon yourself to make, you know, more real music, you know what I'm saying, to give people something to think about when they ride, not just something that they can play and forget about as soon as it goes off.
You know, how hard is it not to have to adjust to what's on the radio right now, you know, to not jump on all the fads that come and go?
For me, it doesn't really bother me that, you know, I make more of a personal connection with my fan base. Of course, I was kind of before some of these things, so people, I'm not looked at of these things, and I don't really have to, like, I don't have to make a dance record to survive in the dance world, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't rely on radio and video as heavily as everybody else, or especially a new artist may have to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the same time, I have to be conscious of what's going on. Like, I can't go out and make a Laffy Taffy or pop, lock, and drop, but that's really not my lane, you know what I'm saying? And even if I did make one of those records, I mean,
you.
Not that 18-year-olds don't listen to me, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not looked at as a peer to an 18-year-old. I'm looked at more as an uncle or an OG in the hood. So they don't come to me to party. They come to me to get some real information. They come to me to know what's really going on in the street, what's really going on with the police, what's really going on with the government, so they can get some real game. That's not what they come to me for.
Right. So what's in your tape deck right now? How did that get hooked up? Have you recorded with Terminology yet?
No, not yet. Primo called me about 4 days ago. He was in with Terminology. I had my phone next to him. And he was like, Term is in here. He got a track. He still want to do something. So that's probably going to be coming soon.
Yeah, that's a talented dude, man.
I give up. Respect where respect is due. It don't matter if you crook it out on the West Coast. Terminology up top applies down in Florida or the Great Boys or whoever. Down here in Houston or wherever you at, man, if it's doing it good and you're keeping it real and you're bringing some best to the game, you know what I'm saying? Whether you're the Clips from Virginia or, you know, Joker the Bell Bondsman from Alaska, I don't care. You know, I support everything. I listen to everything that's real. I'm an underground king. If I didn't stay tuned to the underground, you know what I'm saying? If I didn't know about the MF Dooms and, you know, people like my homie LP, you know what I'm saying? If I didn't know about these people and support these movements, I couldn't call myself an underground king, could I?
No, you couldn't. That's right. That's dope to see you shout out all these people, though.
I'm just keeping it 100, man. You know, I'm still down here banging trade, Tom Tom, Tuck, you know what I'm saying? Young homie Question out of San Antonio, you know what I'm saying? I'm still jamming people down south. Cupid Shuffle, my homie Cupid from Lafayette. I support everything down here, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I ain't got no problem in knocking nobody, man, for real.
And do you have a favorite collaboration out of all the collabs you've done in the past years?
No, I really can't say. I'm happy that I've been able to do these collaborations because I've almost rapped with pretty much everybody that I respect and admire. I think the only MCs that I haven't directly recorded with are probably Nas and Eminem, you know?
Yeah.
Probably the only two people left. Everybody else is an MC that I respect, but I probably already recorded with in some form or fashion.
Right.
Man, I just did a joint last night with Sheik Blue, you know what I'm saying? I did two remixes with Jay. We still ain't done nothing like directly that'll probably happen on here solo. I missed Styles T. Like, that's one of the last dudes I haven't done something with, too, and that's a good dude. That's a dude I really respect, and I haven't really had a chance to rock with him like I want.
How do you feel about the hyphy movement in the Bay? Or the Bay Area, man, in general?
I fuck with the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? I was at this Warner seminar last year when the Federation performed, and I hadn't seen a live show really blow my mind in a long time until I saw the Federation. The boys was jumping around, they was taking pictures of the crowd, taking pictures of each other. It was just an incredible movement, man. And then, you know, you see the YouTube
fact.
Yeah, FAB got a buzz now. Yeah. I mean, how crazy is that?
Do you know your boy?
No, I don't know him, your boy personally.
Yeah, he's a talented artist too, you know. It would be dope to see you working with him. Him and Crooked Eye, two dudes that I think you would sound good with. Yeah, that shit crazy.
Putting a lot of work in.
Definitely. Hopefully we see his album coming out this year.
I hope so, but I got a lot of love for Crooked Man. So Crooked, I said, stop that beefing, man. I know I hear my damn man. It's time for the West Coast to unite.
That's right.
We're going with that, man. Tell you, Crooked's too talented to get caught up in that, man. I love listening to that dude every week. That's one of the best MCs up there, period.
Yeah.
Great example of what the West Coast is doing right now.
You know, so you also on Talib Kweli's new album on the song Country Cousins. How did that song happen?
Kweli, of course, another good friend of mine. Kweli, they got Kweli. I've been knowing him for so long, I don't even. It's crazy, but you know some people in your friendships where you don't even remember not being their friend. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, but, I miss Kweli. Do you remember when I met Kweli? I feel like I've been knowing this nigga all my life. I don't know. I met him somewhere. We bonded and kind of just like that.
How do you
We talk more on a friend level than a music level.
Yeah. So we can expect more collaborations in the future?
Oh, absolutely. He's on UGK
now. Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you did a track with Dizzy Rascal from the UK. How did that happen?
That's the homie. We met up probably about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, at South by Southwest, probably about 3 years ago. And he's a young homie, and he always wanted to, advice from now, you know, every now and then from his homies, I'll be happy to give it to him, you know what I'm saying? Keep cats focused. I've pretty much been through everything most of these cats been through. So I just try to help cats out with some of their situations and why they feeling funny about shit, you know what I'm saying? Basically things of that nature. We have recorded once before, but I don't even know what happened to that song. I gotta find that song. But, he's on our album too. Dizzy Rascal's another person that's on our album too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So how can artists from the U.S. and overseas holler at you for collaboration?
They will holler at me for collaboration. They hit me up on probably on my MySpace page, be the best place to get in touch with me. Hit me up at bumpybooking@aol.com.
Okay.
My MySpace is myspace.com/bumpyugk.
Okay.
But my thing is, I can't be expected to rap with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Of course not.
I'm sure everybody thinks they jamming, so I'm probably going to get flooded with a bunch of shit. So, you know, if you end up doing a song with Bum B, it ain't Bum B's fault. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Like, let's be real about the world. I already got like 210,000 MySpace friends and half of those are rappers and DJs. You know what I'm saying? You know, people cannot possibly expect it to rap with.
I hear you.
Because anybody that hits me off of my page or whatever from this interview is gonna want to verse free. You know what I'm saying? Or at a reduced rate, even though they're not gonna know me from Adam, but they gonna want a friend price. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's got the same excuse. I'm trying to make it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get in. Can't you help a brother out? But man, you know, nobody helped this brother out.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Like I say, for every you, there's 10,000 of you. Like, if I go to a hotel, I check in a hotel, the dude checking me in is a rapper. The dude taking my luggage is a rapper. The valet man taking my car is a rapper. You know what I'm saying? The room service dude is a rapper. Like, seriously, everybody's rapping now. And I love to help everybody, but I can't.
I hear you.
And I can't tell you how I would pick and choose the circumstances under which to help somebody.
I hear you.
So, if people do decide, like, I want to hit Bump B up, maybe it'll help me out. I ain't promised to help you out. That's not how the world works. And don't get mad at me if I'm not in a position to help you out.
I think everybody can understand that.
You'd be surprised.
So what else can we expect from you and UGK in the future? You said a solo album?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do another solo album. It's going to be called Two Trip. You know what I'm saying? And, shit, I'm just really, last album I had a lot of features, you know what I'm saying, more features than I probably normally would have had, you know what I'm saying, because it was really about expanding the base of the music and exposing, you know what I'm saying, what I was doing and my, you know, my movement with the Freak FC and all, to as many people as possible. But this time, now that everything is back to, you know what I'm saying, we're back in our fighting weight, you know what I'm saying, I really just want to get in and match as a lyricist and as a man that learns some shit out here, you know what I'm saying, like, I got some more game to give these boys. I really need to lay it out there for them. Some of that shit they ain't gonna want to hear, you know what I'm saying? But the hood is fucked up, the street is fucked up, you know what I'm saying? And shit, we gotta start taking some responsibility on ourselves. And then, believe me, I ain't talking about saying no nigga, bitch, hoe, because I'm gonna be saying nigga, bitch, hoe, fuck boy, puss ass nigga, all that shit on my song. But at the same time, like, you know what I'm saying? There's little niggas in the hood we could be cutting for that we probably ain't cutting for. Like, just giving a little nigga $20 ain't all that. Like, we gotta start taking some of this hustle money and start trying to build some form for some shit. We gotta start doing something right, man. Get right with God out here, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't telling nobody to change their life, to take some of that tennis shoe money and do something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't gonna hurt if they have one less pair of joints a month. We start doing some shit, man. We need more community centers and shit. We need buses and shit for boys and girl clubs out here, man, and these youth centers that want to take kids away and ain't got nowhere to take them, man. You know what I'm saying? Then the $5,000 rims, we get some $4,000 rims, man, and give $1,000 to the little youth center. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to want to take them nowhere, so at least you can do is help them get there, you know?
Shit, the government going, you know, overseas trying to save countries, but they can't take care of their own backyard.
And it's so, and all niggas want to do is complain about the government all day, but what the fuck is you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, you know, if you turn blue waiting on the government to do something for young niggas nowadays, you know what I'm saying? And these awful people out here dying and being lost out here in the streets, man. Now, we can't save everybody. It was fools before, it was gangsters before, it's fools and gangsters now, and it's going to be fools and gangsters later. But some of these motherfuckers out here could be saved, man. And niggas got to start trying to grab one or two of these little niggas and be like, not you. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know what I'm talking about. Real street niggas know what I'm talking about, man.
So you feel like, you know, the older generation should start educating the young kids?
Well, you know, it used to be like that, man, but now niggas is just using these youngsters to hustle with. That's kind of whole tight, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, everybody worrying about themselves first.
Yeah, these old ass niggas putting these cheering out in front of them with these guns and these drugs and shit. They ain't ready to take no case, man, and these kids they putting in front of them getting younger and younger. You know what I'm saying? That's really some whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not giving some of these little niggas a chance to even make up their mind what they want to do. Like I say, some of these niggas, you can't help. Some of these little niggas are just going to be knuckleheads, and that's just going to be what that is. But I know it's a couple of them out there we can say for real talk.
I hear you, man. That's some real talk.
I ain't trying to take no money out of nobody's pocket for no bullshit. I'm talking about some real shit. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about no lot of money. I'm talking about a little bit. You know, you'd be surprised how far that little shit go. But niggas got to start standing up, being real out here, man. Because niggas ain't let us go down like that. You know what I'm saying? If you alive to hear my voice or read the internet or whatever the fuck, man, then you know that somebody looked out for you, cut to you, and gave you some game somewhere so that you can get where you at, man, and who you helping now that you there. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. No, all right, man. I think we covered pretty much everything. Is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?